delighted to be here, Steve.
So, first off, what did you think of President Obama's speech?
I thought it was great that the president called climate change a key priority of his second term. You know, the night he was elected, in his victory speech, he talked about climate change. The day that Time magazine named him Person of the Year, he called climate change one of his top three priorities. And now in his inaugural address, it was really the only policy issue that he talked about at length. So I think it's a sign that he is planning to lead the nation in a real conversation, and we need a real conversation on this topic.
Now, some, though, are wondering how serious one should take this speech in terms of action. I mean, Mr. Obama mentioned climate change back in 2008, and while he's had some important achievements since then, critics say that overall the president really hasn't addressed head-on the issue of climate in a sufficient way to address the threat.
There's no question the president could do more, but, you know, I don't think people realize that in the first term he doubled the fuel efficiency for cars and light trucks. He proposed standards for new power plants. But I think the president himself realizes that he did not do enough on this in his first term. And the fact that he's raising expectations in his inaugural address, singling it out as the lead policy position that he talked about, I think that makes me very hopeful that he does not only plan to lead a conversation, but take action.
Now, as head of the executive branch of the United States government, what can President Obama do in this term that he has now if he wants to, and I'm quoting him, slow the rising of the oceans?
Oh, he can do a lot. You know, no one expects that Congress is going to take this issue head on, but the Supreme Court has said that the United States executive branch has the responsibility and even the duty to act to reduce emissions from greenhouse gases. So he can, by regulation, reduce emissions of carbon dioxide from power plants, from heavy-duty trucks. He can take steps that lead us all to be more energy efficient. And he can reduce the emissions of the short-term forcing gases. Steve, I call those the accelerant gases. Accelerants include methane, another word for natural gas, fluorocarbons, and black carbon, that heat up the atmosphere a lot in the first 20 years after they're emitted. They will account for as much as 40% of the additional incremental warming that we'll experience in the next 20 years. So the president could take action not only to reduce carbon emissions, but to reduce the emissions of these accelerants. And in fact, the State Department in the first term did put together the Climate and Clean Air Coalition of 26 nations that are going to go to work reducing the emissions of these accelerant gases that are so powerful in warming our world in the next 20 years.
Now, what about standards for present coal-fired power plants? They're good for what, 30 or even 40% of present greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S.?
Yeah, step one, the president needs to finalize the proposal for new power plants, and then he needs to get on with the job of proposing standards for the existing power plants. The important thing is that we get started by putting a proposal on the table and discussing it. You know, part of the way to get at existing power plants is through energy efficiency. I'm surprised sometimes when I hear individuals and companies alike say that they don't want to invest in energy efficiency investments that have a five-year payback. Hell, Steve, a five-year payback, that's a 20% return. Nowadays, if you put your money in the bank, you get maybe a 1.5% return. Give me an investment where I can make 20%, I'm there every day. So the president needs to talk about payback, about energy efficiency, about all Americans and all American businesses doing the retrofits that are necessary to get a payback in 5 years, to get a 20% return. And that is one of the steps we need to do to reduce the burning of coal right now in the United States.
What about the State Department? They have the final say on the Keystone XL pipeline. What effect will that appointment have on the decision? John Kerry has been nominated. How do you think he's going to handle this?
Well, I don't know what John Kerry is going to do on any particular decision, but I know John Kerry is a champion for climate change. And the State Department, where John Kerry will be, is at the center of a worldwide effort to reduce these short-term forcing gases, or as I call them, accelerants. So that's good. And I think he will be a leader for climate change. And I'm really glad that President Obama has nominated him to be the next Secretary of State.
And lastly, Fred, we're speaking to you on a line from Switzerland, from Davos, Switzerland. What are you doing there, and how are things going?
Well, we're talking to the folks that are gathered about climate change, about the need to reduce emissions. We're trying to develop more will in the business community and in the government officials that are here to take action. I was encouraged to see not only this week did the president single out climate change in his inaugural address, but Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, did the same, saying there's an urgency to address this problem. The world is really in danger. We need to take action. The president had it exactly right. I don't think I can say it better than him. We need to respond to the threat of climate change, knowing that the failure to do so will betray our children and future generations.
Fred Krupp is president of the Environmental Defense Fund. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.